This is Big Dreams Small Pockets, a business and lifestyle podcast where we take you on our journey of making our dreams a reality. Ashel is a full-time entrepreneur with a specialization in digital marketing, and Veli works a 9-to-5 job while managing her businesses on the side. If you want tips, tricks, and a good laugh, keep listening. Whether you're new or you've been listening from day one, we thank you for tuning in and ask you to share our podcast with your friends and business partners. Without further ado, let's get right to it.
Happy New Year!
Happy 2021. Thank you guys so much for still tuning in.
Yes, definitely. Today's episode is mainly just a catch-up, holding ourselves accountable and following up with what we stated we were going to do in 2020. I can't believe it's been a whole year already. Like, now that the year is done,
yeah.
I'm just like, wow, it's done. Like, it's over? Really?
No, the pandemic really made it not feel like a year. Like, I feel like my year started off in January. It took a pause and then forced into summer. Like, I feel like there was just a gap in my year.
Yeah, honestly, I'm happy we're here. I'm really happy.
Thank God.
You know, like before this episode, before we started recording, I was thinking a little bit like, dang, am I going to be able to hold myself accountable? Like, I actually did not realize the amount of progress I made until I was sitting back and truly reflecting on the things I was mentioning this time last year when we were actually in a studio face to face, you know, talking about the big things we had planned.
Oh my gosh. I don't even want to think about those plans. I mean, we're going to mention them, but there's a lot that we couldn't get done and there's a lot we didn't get done. Like, it's our fault. We can't even blame the pandemic.
But then there's a lot we did do, you know, in terms of individual goals, I think.
Yeah. You know me, I'm just like a spoil sport.
So I think with me, one of the biggest things I remember this time last year, I had mentioned, not feeling the best. I know that how that's when my health was slowly deteriorating and I wasn't sure what was going on. And then I was about to start grad school and, you know, I should be here. Care was on a pause. It was just so much. It was a lot happening at that time. But, you know, it's safe to say that my health was fine. You know, I had some ulcers and I took care of myself, went to the doctor and got all of that situated. That's great. I finished my first year of grad school, which is absolutely amazing. Girl, you know, I'm a COVID student. I didn't think that would happen to me. It happened and I did it. I have a 4.0 GPA right now and I'm excited for that. And then with Shivy Hair Care, that's, you know, I did this big haul, shall I say, and just buying more products, just doing more things, just planning out the future for Shivy. I started taking it more seriously. You know, I have an LLC, Shivy LLC. So now she's a real business. If anyone is listening and you guys are a tax advisor, please, please, please email me. Email us at, you know, just, I need a tax advisor, please. So if you're listening and, you know, you need a new client, once again, here I am. Just any kind of help with the finances, running a business, you know, what I need to do. I am open to anyone just even giving me suggestions or pointing me in the right direction.
Right.
Who can, you know, help me. What else is going on with me? I think in terms of my health, it's pretty decent. So I can't complain about that. BDSP.
Thank God.
I'm sad that we weren't able to do our launch event, which is still happening. So whomever think that it's not happening, it's still happening. It's just not happening right now. And hopefully when it happens, our views will have increased. We also passed 1,000 threshold with views for BDSP. So that was a celebration we didn't even get to have or really acknowledge, but it was a good thing. Like, you know, and we did not do much promotion. So the fact that thousands of people are listening, it was just like, whoa. What about you, Ash?
Oh, wow. damn, I feel like you weren't finished. I didn't have enough time to
jump back. I'm not sure. I think, let's see what else. I don't know. This has definitely been a year for just getting closer with family. I think everyone can agree on that. Throughout the year, we gave mini updates on what's going on. So in terms of that, I really don't feel like I have updates. I know we weren't as consistent with posting, but we did really good with, you know, recording bulks when we can.
Yeah.
And we found this new system where we can record without being together. So now we have a better way to record. So I'm actually excited for that. Now we really have no excuse.
No, literally, the pandemic happened and every excuse that we had in the like previous years kind of just went out the window. Like, damn, I guess we can do this. Really? Like, people stopped hearing little things like sound quality, like professionalism, and they just started going with it. Like, I think 2020 was amazing for that because everybody in the media industry, they said, fuck it. People were recording news broadcasting in their living rooms, you know? Like, that's just the life we live in now. Updates for me look like more work. I think I mentioned this to you guys before, but I started another part-time job. So Shipt, I think I told you guys about. That's kind of alternate towards TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit was really more of a going to see people in their homes and offices. It was very personal. So I've decided to take a step back from that due to COVID. And, you know, a lot of people aren't really hitting people up on TaskRabbit. Like,
yeah,
it's not new during COVID. So I transferred my part-time to Shipt because you're just doing deliveries. So thank God that's been helping out a lot lately. But yeah, so I've been doing Shipt shopping. I've been kind of like narrowing down my focus for each of my businesses. I was advised recently to kind of just put most everything on the back burner and focus on one thing that's bringing me the most revenue. And that makes the most sense in the world. But there's just like something wrong with me. Like, I don't know why, guys. All of my businesses. So taking a step back from them, it feels like I'm kind of just giving up. Like, and I hate that feeling. Like, taking a step back from all of them, like completely and only focusing on one, I don't know why, but it's not in my power to do. Like, I know it makes the most sense, but I think I just need to walk in this journey. Whether it's bad for me or good for me, I mean, that remains to be seen. But I think I need this. I really do. And it's not to say that my focus is all over the place. Like, I am, when I narrow down time for a central marketing firm, I narrow down time for that. When I do time for an essential nail growth, there's time for that. Like, I make sure I make time for everything, but I could understand why people think it would make more sense to focus on one particular thing because it's making me the most money at this time. I don't know. So pray for me, guys. Hopefully it works out in my favor the way I'm doing it. I'm very stubborn and I hate that. But at the same time, that's also gotten me where I am today. So fingers crossed. For the most part, I've been planning. Continue.
So I definitely agree with you on the thing where it's like narrowing down your focus on one thing and harnessing all your energy towards that. Like, it's something that people tell you all the time. And I'm with you on that, where it's just like, dang, I just want to do it all. I want to get it all done now. And like, I just do it. But you know what? As much as I hate to admit it, they are right. However, I will not fully concede. I, you know, just started putting more attention in one, like they said, that brings the most revenue. So rather than not putting any attention in anything else, just kind of shift my focus and give a little bit more time into that one that brings the most revenue. Because with that revenue, I can use to focus on all the other things I want when I can do that. And I think sometimes, like, depending on what you have going on, it might be a little harder to shift focus because, for example, like with me, school, I can't shift focus on just only school when I need money as well. So it's like, I have to learn to shift time. But, you know, and I think with you, first of all, everyone knows how Ash is about her schedules. Everyone knows how she's about, you know, making her Excel spreadsheets. Like, so in terms of organizing, she has no issue with that. But I do think, like, maybe take 5% out of the rest of those and put it in one. So that one could be like your main focus. You're not necessarily not focusing on the rest, you know? So yeah, I think that's that. Sorry, go back to what you were saying.
No, I completely understand that. Like, it's not like bad advice, you know? I understand everything about what it means. Like, and I would probably advise other people that's in the same boat as me to do that. I just feel like I just have something in my head that's like, but what about this? But what about this? It's like FOMO, the fear of missing out. Like, I really feel like because I think of ideas for all of my businesses every second of the day, it's like, damn, how can I not implement this? And I don't know. I do have one main thing, because right now my marketing business is making me the bulk of my money. But it's like, yo, that can be used not only for my marketing, so put it back in the business, but for essential nail growth and, you know, essential de femme and just everything that I want to do. I don't know. I feel I am crazy. I already know this. You have to be crazy to, you know, I don't know, be successful in my mind. So I feel like I'm just going to ride this roller coaster and see what happens. If I fall off, then you know what? I did. And then I have another story to tell you guys.
That's it. That's it with you. You, no one can tell you the lesson to learn. You have to learn it. Yeah. Follow for either succeed one out of the two. You're going to keep doing it until once something happens.
Yes, exactly. I literally like that. I'm the kid that needs something to happen to them. Imagine I'm bankrupt, guys. Honestly, I feel like in most of those movies, the main character always hits rock bottom before they get to their high peak. Am I bugging?
You're absolutely right. And how has your mental health been? What have you been doing in terms of self-care, just taking care of yourself? Obviously, that's what self-care is. It's, you know.
Yeah. I think I'm a little depressed. Not gonna hold you. I don't know. I think I wouldn't say like diagnosed depressed, but it's I haven't been very upbeat and happy. And it's crazy because I've been traveling OD. Like I had no idea I would travel this much in 2020 with the pandemic, but I made it happen by the grace of God. You helped me make it happen. And I don't know. I just haven't been feeling very upbeat. Like my body feels, I've been watching Big Mouth. I don't know if any of you guys watch that show, but my body feels like that big depression cat is laying on me. Like I've been kind of sluggish, kind of like not motivated to do a lot. And I know that sounds crazy because I do 10 trillion things all day, but I don't know. I feel like I haven't been like inspired to like really create in a long time. Like I don't get excited to create anymore. So I don't know. I feel like that could be something that's leading to something bad, but hopefully I break out of it because of the new, you know, the new year, new me thing. Like in this, it's hard to be depressed in this new year spirit. Yeah. Because everyone's so happy. So I'm hoping that time breaks it out.
Have you been doing your, I know last we spoke, you had a challenge that you were doing in December. What was the, have you been doing that?
I have not been doing it. They message me every day. Hey, are you ready to get back into it? I look at that thing and I delete the notification. the app sends you a text message every day to check on you. And I'm just like, well, no, thank you. And they got really aggressive one time. One of the text messages was like, so are you going to come back? I was like, oh, whoa, relax.
I mean, well... what about your morning routine? How has that been?
It's been pretty like touch and go for the past couple of months. It's been weird because I've been quarantining a lot, so it's never the same. I don't really have a routine at this very moment. I do wake up, like my sleep schedule is still very good, so I wake up and go to sleep around the same time all like every night, but otherwise it's just all over the place. I'm not usually like that. So that I feel like that's another thing that's contributing to my feeling down.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you gotta just, even not necessarily a morning routine, but maybe just like set something every day to do for yourself. Have you been doing the mental health challenge that I sent?
I do that. I was looking at the thing like, wow, I do this on like too much. Like you see how it says 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I take like 4 hours out of my day to do that now. That's how I know it's bad. Like, it's really bad. Ooh. I got to cut back on that. But I love that you implemented that, like the mental health challenge, because a lot of people are probably suffering with it and don't even realize. Like, so many people are probably just like anxious or depressed or just not feeling like themselves.
Mm-hmm. Today is day 3. So today is schedule something fun. I caught up with a friend yesterday, actually, so that's pretty good.
Nice. Very nice.
I'll put it in a chat for us. Schedule something fun. I'm not sure what I'm gonna schedule today, but I will make an active effort to do so, even if it is watching one or catching up on Attack on Titans or My Hero Academia because your girl has been slipping like crazy. And that's not good because I'm tired of hearing how great this new season of Attack on Titans. So
yeah,
might be the thing I might do.
For me, Attack on Titan is not great until it gets great. Like all of the information is awesome. I love that they're finally bringing the story all together, but give me what I want. Y'all know what I'm looking for. Y'all know what I want. I'm just waiting for that.
Honestly, I got so tired of them. It was just too much happening. I'm like, I can't live in this society. Like, this is some real fear. Like, this is some daily fear. And everybody keep getting pushed in. Like, I got stressed out. I really got anxious watching that show. So I was like, all right, I got to cut. And I never came back. But I want to come back because it was a really good plot. But it was just too much. Like, I just, it was a lot, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not no little, like, guys have real issues that could possibly be something that happens to us. So it's like, all right, well, this is it.
Titans is coming to attack us.
Yeah.
I mean,
listen, I think Titans is a metaphor for something else. Coronavirus.
You know what?
I mean, like, this
as could bad be as it sounds, but them Titans. I can't. They
yeah, no, that's a.
I get anxious watching those scenes, and I gotta read about it because it's in Japanese. So I'm reading the stress. Like, I can't. I can't.
I feel you. I completely get it.
But sorry, guys, we deviated a little bit. If you guys, you know, are anime lovers as we are, you'd get our stress, and you're probably commenting too as you're listening. So
don't worry, we're gonna have a whole anime deal sooner or later one of these days.
Definitely. We're going to have a whole episode that's just dedicated to talking about anime and how we connect it to real life. Because what else do you do? For me, in terms of mental health, it's been fluctuating. I'm on a upward trend. I have started implementing a morning routine. And I told everyone a couple months ago, that is really important for myself. When I don't have a morning routine, I just get up and I go and do whatever, you know, I have to do for the day, and my mood isn't as good as it could be versus when I have a morning routine, right? And I get up and I pray and I meditate and I manifest and I work out and I do whatever else I have to do in the morning. By the time I'm actually ready to start my day, I feel energized and I feel more positive. And it extends throughout the rest of my day. And so, like, my goal is to stop falling off and, you know, stay on. But it is what it is. I'm trying, like, multiple challenges right now, like 21-day devotional challenge, fasting. I'm challenging myself to do my morning workouts for 21 days straight, or any kind of workout for 21 days straight to form that habit before I get back into, like, seriously working out and lifting heavy, because lifting heavy doesn't matter if you're not consistent. So I'm like, just challenge myself to just do little workouts every day. It doesn't have to be the same spot, like same body part, because that's actually not good. But just the idea of sure that I'm staying active and I'm reconditioning my mind to be able to get up and work out when I need to. And in the morning, it produces endorphins, which is why you feel happier after you work out, unless you had a sucky workout like I did the other day, but it is what it is. What else have I been doing? I started this book my sister got me for Christmas, and it's supposed to make me a wealthy person within 45 weeks. This is week one.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so I'll let you guys know midway how things are going. I left my job. I wasn't supposed to, just because I wanted to do internship and practicum there for school, but things ended up not working the way it was planned, and I parted ways with my company, and I'm okay with it. Like, I'm genuinely okay with it because it gives me the free time to do the things that really matter to me, such as BDSP, Shivy Hair Care, making sure I'm finding the internship for school, making sure I'm doing research for PhD, making sure I'm taking the time out to assist my family because it's still a pandemic and I still got to pull a little bit more weight than I usually do. And just making, for me, I think it's just more time for Shivy and BDSP. I think that's where my main focus are right now. And of course school, but I'm doing well enough in school where, like, I guess I'm balancing well enough. But I did not expect to be leaving my job when I did, but I also embraced it. I don't think at one point I was like, dang, I'm so sad. Like, believe it or not, I'm not worried about money. Like, I truly believe that God will provide what I need, not necessarily what I want. And I'm like, I'm just not stressing it, you know, like I really am not stressing my financial situation. I think that's the least important aspect right now. I think for me, it's just about that consistency in life and building up the habits that I want to get me to where I will get, because the money will come. I feel like with consistency, the money will follow. So I'm not going to stress about the money while I need to master being consistent on the things I have going on in my life. So
I love that. I feel like that's when you know you're really ready to leave your job, when you have that faith in yourself and that faith that everything is going to work out. If you don't have that, I do not recommend leaving nothing. Yeah. Honestly, like that's what you need to actually prepare yourself for what's going to happen to you. You know, you need that faith, that trust in yourself, and that the universe everything is just going to work out.
Yeah, you know, like, it's not like if I don't have bills or anything like that, but it's just like,
yeah, people always be there,
you know, like they will get paid. I've never been in a situation where God didn't bring me through it. You know, there's times where I'm just like, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. And then I think I've mentioned, you know, like I lent someone, whether it be $200, and that's exactly what I needed to pay the bill. And, you know, they didn't pay me back for months, but they paid me back on the right time. I never stressed when I was to be back. I never, you know, like I really learned to just let go of the financial aspect of life and understand that, like, I'm going to school. I have multiple businesses. The money will come. Like, it will come. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
It's about just being more focused for me, like just staying consistent. I can't repeat that word enough, just because it's one of my biggest downfalls. And it's my biggest area I need for improvement, you know, in working out, in Shivy hair care, in the podcast, in just life, and in just everything. I have a problem with staying consistent. And you speak to anyone who's mastered any field, whether it's working out in the gym or mastered finances or wherever they are in life, you realize that the one thing that they have is consistency. There's no secret sauce. It's just that they didn't stop, you know, and they learn.
Yeah.
Better and how to maneuver and how to do all of that. And I lack that. I'm not saying, you know, anyone else lacks it, but I know I do. So that's where I am, like, okay, this is what I need to focus on, because God forbid I don't have the money to pay for my bills. I'm fortunate where, like, I'm not really one to ask people for money. I'm not. But if all hell breaks loose and I have nothing in my savings, nothing in my check-ins, all of my investments,
you know,
then I'll be like, okay, I have friends and family who will have no problem with lending me. But that's not even something right. I feel like I'll even get to the point of, just because in 2020, I did pretty decent in setting up certain financial aspects where if I really need money, I have different outlets I can look to. But even then, I'm not even looking there, if that makes sense. Like, I'm just so not focused on my income right now. I'm just focused on, like I
said. No, I think that's a beautiful thing. I'm really, really happy for you. I'm happy that you feel like this is the right move for you and this right step. And I just wish blessings upon the whole journey. I think I wanted to mention some of the stuff that we couldn't get done in 2020, but we can do and then kind of like topple over for 2021.
Definitely.
A list of things that we want to get done, whether it be business wise, personal wise, things of that nature.
Learning to do a middle split. Because we will get it one day. Maybe when we're 54, we'll be busting it over. It's in the middle. That's when we'll finally kill it at our daughter's wedding or whatever. But we gonna get it.
When nobody wants it. Yo, that's been in the works from like 2017, probably before then. But you know, it's never gonna be too late.
Right.
I also want the idea of being consistent. Because it's not that we're not consistent, because we talk about this so much. I feel like we're consistent. We're consistent at the wrong things. Like, it's okay to fall off. being consistent doesn't mean you never ever get to fall off. It just means that you got to bounce back.
Bounce back fast.
Because I got that split in the middle thing. If I'm on this, if it's that time of the month, nobody's splitting nowhere. You know? And for the most part, that's what messes up all my workout routines consistently. That is the only consistent thing about it. When it's that time of the month, I don't do nothing. Don't look for me. Don't expect me to do anything.
I agree.
It's the bounce back that we need to worry about.
Yeah, because it's like you bounce back 3 months later and you're just looking at yourself like, who am I? What happened? Versus bouncing back all that a week later, where it's just like, okay, well, I haven't done this in about a week or two, so that's fine. You know, and I feel like your bounce backs shouldn't be like a longer time. It should keep decreasing.
Yeah, it should get, the gap should be smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, for 2021, like, I know that we were supposed to have a lot done with BDSP and stuff like that, which we did. We did get a lot done for the most part, but I really want to solidify our website and kind of getting partnerships going. So yeah. I feel like that would be a huge goal if we can solidify some partnerships. We are looking for sponsors. Anyone will do. It doesn't necessarily have to correlate with our brand, because the good thing about our brand is that it's flexible. You know, we support anyone who is doing what they want to do, doing their own thing. So I'm really looking for sponsors, partnerships, you know, stuff that we can kind of build off of, build relationships towards, and just help us, whether it be financial wise or, like, you know, barter system. You know, we'll scratch your back if you scratch our back. So now we planted the seed. Now we're going to watch it grow by actually aggressively contacting these people, yeah, letting people know, hey, we have a following, you know, pop out or give us some money. Because we're trying to be profit guys. This is, you know, this is all fun and games and cute, but we're trying to actually get money back for this.
Yeah. So that reminds me of a post I shared with Ash about a month or so ago. And I'm going to just read it because I know, you know, our listeners are either in similar places, have been in similar places, or you're on your own journey, as we all are. And I think it will be good to remind, you know, ourselves of this. So the post is, nobody starts with 10K engaged followers. Nobody starts with a number one ranking podcast. No one starts with immediate brand partnerships. The fact of the matter is they all started and kept going. I just always think it's a reminder, because it's easy to see where other people are. And we speak about this often, or not even see where other people are, but feel like we should be elsewhere. Like, let's even take anybody else out of the picture, you know, feel like, dang, we've been doing this for 2 years. What's going on? But 2 years compared to 10 years or even 5 years makes such a difference. And it's all about the climb. And so I just always think it's important to remind ourselves and, you know, everyone else who's listening, that everything is a journey. Not some things, and some people will blow up quickly. Some people will take that slow tumble, as slow, like, it will be rough, but you will get there. You know, no one, or let me not say no one, but most people in most situations doesn't start at the top, you know, especially when you don't have a huge following already to boost you. So it's not like if Ash and I have 150K followers each and we're just like, hey guys, follow our new podcast. No, we both only have the personal people in our lives that we follow. So we're really building up and we're learning as we're going. And I think it's just really important for us to celebrate our small wins. The fact that, you know, this started as a project. Ash wanted to do a podcast. I wanted to do a podcast. We didn't do anything. But here we are still, you know, doing it, which is great. But yeah, guys, so, you know, I'm not going to kind of run through the whole history of BDSP again, because you guys are aware, but it's just to really remind everyone who's listening that it's always a journey. And, you know, even comparing yourself to where you want to be can be detrimental if you're not doing it with positivity, if you're not doing it as inspiration to yourself. Like, instead of comparing yourself to your future or the future that you want, compare yourself to their past and see where you came from. Like, dang, you know what? I'm not where I wanted to be, but look where I started. You know, we started with just an idea, and here we have thousands of listeners. Yeah. You know, so it's just like the importance of always reminding yourselves that nothing's ever big, or, you know, Beyonce didn't just born and became the number one artist. You know, she didn't become the legend that she is now. Same for any other singer, rapper, or entertainer in the world. Like, no one started and was just there.
Just celebrating the small wins, honestly. Yeah. Making sure that every step you take, you take it graciously. Like, yeah, like, I'm the shit, you know? Even though it's not $1 million, even though if it's not $100,000, even if it's not $10,000, like, yo, like, I'm working towards something, towards a goal, and moving forward slowly but steady.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if other people don't see it either, I think that's important. We sometimes look for validation of others. I know when we first yep. people started listening to our podcast, and I was just like, oh, what do you think about it? I don't want you to listen to it, because what if you don't like it? No, it's, I like it. I like what I'm saying. I like what Ash is saying. So what's the problem, you know? Just giving yourself that boost.
Right.
Girl, you did such a good job at work today. Yes. I don't care if your boss didn't like it. Give yourself that compliment. Really compliment yourself, because at the end of the day, that's the number one compliment that matters, not outsiders, because not everybody will like what you have to say or do. And if we focus on what we're hearing or what the compliments we're getting from other people, then the material we put out wouldn't be as authentic, because now we're going based on what other people think rather than what we want and what we think. And I think that's, I kind of like lost that a little bit. I wouldn't necessarily say in 2020, but in general, I lost that a little bit with both the podcast and Shivy. I was just so focused on what people wanted. And that is important when you're selling products and, you know, supply and demand. But in terms of giving out your authentic self, especially when it comes to a podcast or just even like with Shivy, it's personal to me. I need to make sure that happy with what I'm giving out, what I'm saying, because not everyone is going to like the products I sell. Not everyone is going to like the podcast topics we have. And that's okay, because I'm not everybody's
like e-commerce wise.
You said
I said, I think it's the same exact thing e-commerce wise. Like, you're not going to fit into every single category, you know?
Yeah.
If you're sticking to itch and staying true to yourself, I feel like you're gonna do better, you're gonna go further in life, like in whatever you're doing, because like you said, with the authenticity, like, people can tell when something is being forced. Like, we are not we're not stupid, you know? We can see, like, this isn't you, or this isn't something you really care for, this is just something you thought would be lit, you know? Like, if it's something that you're staying true to yourself, everyone will fuck with it. That's just how you just have to hope for.
Right. The crowd will follow.
Yeah. It'll just be you, yourself.
And that's the same thing with the money and the affiliates. Like, with us, it's, I feel like our most important thing is making sure that what we say, we believe, and we're not
anything
that we wouldn't want to hear in general, if that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't want to hear a bunch of nonsense. So I don't want to speak a bunch of nonsense. I want to speak what I want to hear. And some people will turn me off and some people will raise the volume. You know, the option is yours.
Yeah.
A lot of people will raise that volume. But yeah, what are our goals? What are our goals besides the affiliate marketing?
Yes, I would like to fix my credit.
Hmm.
So I'm going to be working aggressively towards fixing my personal and business credit. So I don't know, for everything that I've been learning, I know that credit is like king. Like, you can't do nothing without credit, and I'm sure that we've talked about this before, but it's never really mattered to me the way it does right now. I think I'm just in the season for it because I've been learning so much. I really want a house. And I'm trying to enjoy the journey and the process and not rush it. But it's impeding on me so much. My mind, my body, my soul, I want to be in my own space. So I know the only way for me to do that is for me to fix my credit. And yeah, there are ways to get a place like Bunaka and stuff like that without a good credit score. Like, there's definitely ways around it. But overall, I know my score can be better. And my business score will definitely help me with like business loans, just leveraging that for anything I want to do in the future. So I'm going to be aggressively working on my credit this year. Fingers crossed, it should be shooting up as soon as I sell my car. I really, really am trying to sell my car this year and get something different. It just hasn't been serving me anymore. So that's another goal of mine. That's just like a short term, because that's happening real soon, guys. I need a new car immediately.
Yeah.
Do you have any goals, professional, personal wise, that you want?
For 2020, my goals are to graduate, pass
one.
2020. I'm sorry. Wow. 2021. Here I am still thinking. I'm like, no, girl, this year. For 2020, okay. Like I said, graduate and pass my licensing and CPCE exams, pretty much exams to get me to where I need to be in the next step. Complete my application and get a research position so my application can be strengthened. In terms of Chivy Hair Care, I want to, in terms of the revenue, I don't have a set goal for this 1 year, but in the next 2 years, I need 150K. I'm manifesting it, you know, it's happening.
No, yeah, like, is there a specific reason you chose that number, or is that just, you know, that's a number you want? It's like, do you know why that number?
It's a pretty number. I like that.
Okay.
Number. You know, I was like 100K, and I was just like, you know what, Chevelle, I believe in myself so much. And I believe in that when I will put in enough work that it'll happen. Like, you know, it's happening. Not even it will happen. It's already happening. You know, like I went from having no orders because I was not doing anything, not consistent, to every week I have to go to the post office. There we go. The post office.
You know, you can schedule pickups to your house, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I plan to do the schedule pickup when I have a little bit more packages. Right now it's not enough. Like I have this mindset, like there's this video I saw a couple years ago of this girl, and she was, you know, filling up her car in packages to go to the post office. And I don't know why, but it brought, like, it's like my heart was just so happy seeing it. I want to do that at least once. I want to fill my entire car up with packages. The post office is not even 5 minutes away from my house. Just okay. I want to fill my car up with packages one day and just have to drive there and be like, can I get a cart? I got so much packages. I just need to put it here. You know, like when I get there, that's when I'll start having them pick up my packages. But that's really like,
sure,
funny. But that video I saw like 2 years ago, and I was just like, that's going to be me. And
I like it. I like that as a personal goal, and it's definitely attainable.
Yeah. What else? Any other goals?
I have a question for you. What's so up? We're not in the business of viewing out goals. We're not 6 years old. I kind of need you to break down how you will attain the 150 profit. Like, what does that look like on paper? How many orders would you have to make? Like, how much would you have to sell to get 150 in profit?
So because I've slowly started, I didn't want it. It happened where now I have people interested in buying bulk. I actually do have
to. Yay!
But I did sit down and I did give those numbers. I kind of don't want to go over those numbers on the podcast right now.
No, you don't have to give me your personal numbers. I'm saying, like, let's say, I can get $150,000 if I do 1,000 orders, like something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need real numbers. Just think that for you personally, like, I have to do this many amount in orders to get that money.
Yeah.
So you can kind of make the goal feel more real.
Oh, honey, we've been writing. That's one thing I hate to do, but I've been doing writing.
Good.
Like you said, like separating just the goal from the actions to attain the goal. I've definitely been getting,
yeah,
I've been counting down the numbers, even in just like how many pieces of I'm gonna just say yarn it takes for me to make one bonnet. So now when I buy the whole, you know, bulk, I'm just cutting it based on that measurement. Like, I've been really training myself to learn how to write it all down so that
what I
learned about network marketing is being able to replicate something. I need to be able to make everything I do with Chivy is replicable.
And for a fact.
I've been working on a lot. And I thank you for kind of checking in to make sure that my goal has many goals and making sure it's measurable. and smart, you know, smart
goals. Yeah.
So yeah, definitely not just I'm going to make this 150K in profit and call it a day. Nah, I need to know how I'm going
to
do it. I have.
I also point out to the listener that notice how you, when you started your business, it wasn't necessarily in wholesale, but because it's, that's what people are looking for and asking for, it can turn into that. Like you can see yourself dipping and dabbling into that. Like you never want to put yourself in a cookie cutter kind of box. Like your business can be whatever you see it fit.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that like you can just notice that and see that in what you're doing right now. Like you can get into any field and it's just whatever is happening within your life and your business, it'll reflect.
Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily something I want to focus on, necessarily branch into that field just yet. But if the offers are coming, I'm not the client. You know,
that's the point. Like you don't have to say, oh, okay, I want to do this now. No, let it happen. Just let it happen naturally and gradually. You're just being great and being an awesome entrepreneur. Like you're not looking for it. It's just happening.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a couple other personal goals, but you know, that's the usual: working out, praying, making sure I'm close to God. And I don't know. I'm very happy for this year. I'm not happy in a sense I think this will be the best year of my life, but astrology wise, you know, all the astrological signs have been really pointing to a year of transformation and change. I've been feeling it for months. I don't know if I've been telling you, but I've just been feeling such a change coming in my life. Like, and everything in my life
right.
Looking towards a change. I believe in the power of the moon, the stars, the suns, as well as God, and as well as just spirituality. I believe in all of it. And with me, mm-hmm. I'm feeling that shift coming in my life. Like, I wasn't supposed to leave my job, but things happened where I had to leave and that I'm not in that space anymore. It's opening up new doors for me to give more attention elsewhere. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. And just other personal changes that's been happening in life. For the past couple months, I've been feeling a gnaw inside that something big and is happening. And baby girl, all the astrology signs for me this year has been telling me this is a big year for transition. It's a big year for change. It's a big year for prosperity and really going towards what I want. And that's my mood. My mood isn't success. It's just hard work. Like that's my mood. And that's all I
have. I love that. Because the hard work breeds success.
Yeah.
It comes hand in hand.
Yeah. I think I was so
focused. I love it.
Success. And less of the hard work, and it showed. And so now I'm just like, how about if I put the hard work in and focus less on the success, what would happen? And that's
exactly. I'm kind of in a similar pattern. I don't necessarily know too much about the astrology of what's going on. I mean, I'm sure you can help me out with that, but like I've been in the mode of just enjoying the process. I don't want to force myself to be angry, sad, happy. I just want to be in present moment because I keep running towards something, searching for something, and I'm not enjoying all the days that pass by in my life right now. And in 2020, we had so many losses that you can't just take these times for granted. Like you can't just say, oh my gosh, I'm not where I want to be yet. Yeah, but right now in this very moment, what are you doing? You know, like I've been really spending time like trying to enjoy where I am, what I'm doing, and understanding where I am right now. Because the planning and stuff, I got that down packed. I think right now I just want to focus on living.
I love it for you. I truly do.
Yeah. Just taking our own advice because I know we've been saying this shit.
Right. And so when 2022 us is listening to this and reflecting, I truly hope I will be happy and you know, really proud of myself and not necessarily proud because, you know, I've been thinking about what you feel about that word and I do agree to a point. But, you know, I really hope that 2022 Chevelle can listen to this and feel a sense of just happiness. Like, wow, you know, I did say I was going to do that, didn't I? Dang, I did.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know if I'm going to accomplish every single goal I set out, but that's not the point. The point is I'm going to try and I'm going to keep pushing And so next year, Chevelle, when you're listening to this, girl, I hope I'm making you smile right now. I really hope. But that's it.
Yeah, this was just a quick little catch. I know we always doing this. I really do apologize. I'm just going to stop apologizing because I'm tired of you. I know y'all tired of me.
Right. I'm not apologizing for nothing anymore.
Yeah, no, because this is at this point we're like, I'm a liar. It's fine.
And we challenge you guys to do the same, you know, sit back and see what goals you set for the beginning of last year, where you are this year and who you want to be, or where do you want to, yeah, where do you want to be this time next year? And, you know, if you want to be, and make sure you work on the version that you are proud, most proud of, you know, most happy to display, you know.
And you also take into account that bad things can happen. And yeah, just like COVID smashed all of our plans, but at the same time, we still found some kind of joy in 2020. We still found a way to get through it. We made it to 2021.
Right. That's such a blessing to say. An undervalued blessing. Yeah. You know,
so yeah, so just watch your goals, account for the fact that life doesn't always work out the way you want it to. So what are you gonna do about it?
Right. Bounce back, baby.
Yeah, I'm done though.
Yeah, so thank you so much, guys, for listening. If you have any suggestions or anything you want to hear, please don't be afraid to email us, hit us up on our Instagram, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.